This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
There's just nothing better than watching the chef shut up the Boston crowd.
Let's go to
it's
Will.
Just, it's like my Popeye spinach. You know what I mean? It just fires me up. I can watch Buddy Hield and Steph high-fiving just like all day on a loop.
Will, what's happening?
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, Shafsky made a comment earlier that rubbed me the wrong way, and it wasn't because it was personal or anything that he said. He just said that, you know, when we bring up Steph Curry and his greatness, people don't want to call in. Well, I want to change that narrative. I want to thank Steph Curry for making basketball relevant in the Bay Area. I want to thank him for being a silent leader. He's one of the best leaders, not only on the court, but off the court. I mean, think about it. He's one of the first NBA players to make his shoes unisex so girls can enjoy his shoes too and made different colors. Like, that speaks in volumes, and people love his stuff. And another thing about Curry too, is the way that he handled Boston talking trash about his wife. He did it so classy. He just went in and smoked him and then wore a shirt saying that, yeah, my wife can cook just like I cooked you on the hard court. So, like, the best thing about Curry is I just want to say thank you. Like, seriously, like, we've had Barry Bonds, Terrell Owens, Steve Young, Montana. He has just as many rings as Montana, and he's probably better at his respective sport. Like, he's the best athlete I've ever seen play in my life. Like, think about it. We went from worrying about his ankles holding up to him changing the entire outlook of the league, not just the West, not just our conference. The entire game is played differently because of Steph Curry. And he was going to be an afterthought. We thought he was a bust after a year and a half. Even I was worried. Poor guy couldn't stay on. But I just want to thank you, Curry, for everything you've done. Thank you for leading with class. Thank you for leading and having, you know, giving everybody, you know, merit and time. Like, you made it valuable. Like, I love you, Curry. Like, you're the best. You're the best basketball player I've ever seen play. Because I didn't get to see Michael Jordan play. I didn't get to see Magic play. Yeah, Shaq and Kobe were tight. You have nothing on Steph Curry. Steph Curry is the best basketball player I've ever seen, and it's not even close. I love you, Curry. You're the champ, homie. Get it. Go get that ring. And even if you don't, if Curry were to retire today, the best basketball player, in my opinion, not even close. Thank you, Steph Curry. Because you know what's nuts? He wasn't even supposed to be this good, and he is this good. Yep. So let's go get that. Thank you, Curry. You're the best. Thanks, guys, for taking my call. Have a great day.
Wow. That's what I'm talking about, the Curry love right there.
He even threw in an old-school slang. Yeah, Shaq and Kobe, they were tight.
They were tight.
God, everyone used to say hella tight.
Yeah, hella tight. They're hella tight.
If you say hella tight, I say stop being a cutter.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
The Steph Curry phenomenon, and I was just thinking this last night.
What were you thinking?
I was on the way home as I'm listening
doing
to Grady.
Doing the Confucius?
Yeah, I'm listening to Grady, and I started dreaming.
The Grady man.
I'm listening to the Grady man. And he says something, then I start daydreaming on the way home. I don't even know how I got home. I was floating in
the
car.
Is it daydreaming when it's night?
I guess night dreaming. I don't know.
Daydreaming.
I just got lost. I got lost in the stars.
Yeah.
And I'm driving. I don't even know how I got home. And I'm listening to Grady, and I said, boy, what if the Warriors this year, as they're 7-1, and they're making statement. They made a statement last night. And I'm looking at the box score of the Phoenix Suns, and they're down there doing their thing in the Valley of the Sun.
7-1.
And I'm looking at Dallas, and they're doing their thing. What if the Warriors are on a collision course to just take care of old foes? And it's Kevin Durant, and it's Klay Thompson, and they go right through them like a hot knife through butter. What if that's the pathway to get through the West?
Well, I mean, if you're going to have this vision, you have to have the Lakers in the first round.
No, the Lakers are trash. I don't care about.
Well, JJ, no, I got to take LeBron out one.
No,
last
I don't
time.
Want. I don't want. I don't even want to deal.
You're
with
You're asking about dreams.
Yeah, I don't.
And
yeah,
that would be in my dream.
I would rather take out Memphis.
Are you going to root for Klay or the Warriors if they face each other?
Oh, I'm going to root for Clay.
I'm teasing.
I'm going to root for Clay. I'm going to actually wear a Clay jersey, Clay headband, all Dallas Mavericks garb. Will RJ and Shaw join us for that?
This
105 through the fan.
No.
In
no,
Dallas.
No.
Are they done with us?
Probably.
When I asked him to come on before the Cowboys game, their producer was pretty quick to shoot it down.
What exactly did he say? Just no?
Just, yeah, we talked it over and we're going to decline. They're professional about it.
We talked it over?
I'm sure their discussion was a little bit more animated, but...
We talked it over.
It's like the Warriors and contract extension.
Do they have a Mark Cuban weekly, too, during the basketball season, like Jerry Jones?
Oh, gosh. Probably not.
Does he sugarcoat it?
Somebody's asking if fake Clay allowed to be in the building for this. He might. What is happening with fake Clay? Did he put on a couple pounds? Does he still look like Clay?
That is still an all-time story.
That is unbelievable.
What was his name? Dawes?
I forget.
Big Dawes?
I mean, he walked into the facility and they just let him in. They thought it was Clay Thompson.
Did he like get shots up on the court too?
Yes, yeah. He did. Yeah, he got shots up. Yeah. Let's go to AB in Sacramento. AB, what's happening?
Yo, fellas, what's going on? How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Doing lovely.
Oh, man. So, a couple of quick keys I wanted to bring out. The ball movement over the defense is just insane. I mean, the way that the ball's moving, no turnovers. I had an old coach that used to tell me this all the time, and it was like, you know, move the ball. The ball's faster than you run. So, the way that they're moving it, man, it's just so beautiful to watch. Secondly, give GP2 the keys to Alcatraz, please. He's taking one by one. He's just taking people there every night. One by one, just shipping them over there and leaving them there. It's amazing. Have a good one, fellas.
Yeah, I think the young glove, as much as I get why we do that because of his dad, I think the warden. What?
We got Wiggins Island.
Wiggins Island, like Shutter Island.
I like young glove. Young glove is, you know, King Young Glove. You know, you want to call him the warden now? Why you want to change it? We want to change nicknames now, man.
I like
him
as the warden.
I know we're getting goofy. But I want to hear from GP, too.
I mean, and look, as much as I know we love Bob Fitzgerald, the human torch is just, you know. I mean,
I live with these people. I love these people. Hey, they're part of my family.
By the way, bad nicknames.
You know this was a big game. Because at the end of the first half, did you hear Fitz? One shot. All you need is one shot. No, the Celtics should not touch this basketball. Again, like literally 22 seconds left. It's riding down. Fitz is yelling. Just one shot. All you need is one shot. He was it. You could tell. You could feel it from Fitz. This was a big one. He wanted this one bad. They wanted this one bad. But GP2, after the game, he joined us on Toyota Warriors Post Game Live. He was discussing the second unit and what they did. Yeah, give me that drop.
We know that second unit, you know, it can be anybody's night. And you know, Toon does what he does for the last 10 years. You know, Buddy Hill, you know, he gets it off. It's probably most likely it's going to be good. Like Buddy said, he was made for this world. So I think he was made for this moment right here. And Kyle K.A. coming out with three big threes and some stops late in the game. You know, that second unit comes in and, you know, we do what we do.
We do what we do. We do what we do, which is score. Yesterday, they just scored 50. They actually got a point taken off. They scored 49 points. But in six of the eight games, they scored at least 50. Their average is 61 a game off the bench. Now it's going to go down a little bit after they scored 49 yesterday. But the bench, no doubt, they had scored 23 in the first 38 points. They helped stabilize the game. Once again, as the starters got out to a slow start, the bench has been able to come in and pick them up and been able to flip that basketball game. They flipped that game in the second quarter. Think about the second quarter, what the Warriors did yesterday defensively. As everybody's calling in here, 888-957-9570 is the number. We want to talk about last night in the game and where the Warriors are at right now. But do you think about that second quarter, Shasky? They outscored the Celtics 32-16. They held the Celtics to 39% shooting and 25% from the three-point line. And even though the Celtics were able to get their averages in terms of made threes and three-point attempts, they ran them off the three-point line so well last night. And I get it. They missed Jaylen Brown as somebody who could finish inside the paint. And they'll come back out here to chase center with Jaylen Brown. That has something to say. And they'll try to prove a point. But defensively, where this team is at, how defense is leading the offense, and defense is leading the great shots on the offensive end, the trapping and the doubling and the get down on the court, get down. And that's what fed. And I remember Sash got mentioned this. I said, I feel like this is a team that Chase Center is going to fall in love with. When you get a bunch of grown-ass men who are making millions of dollars, diving all over the floor, grabbing loose balls, rebounding the hell out of the basketball, offensive rebounds, blocking shots, fans love that stuff. And what they're doing off defensively with the hustle stuff and deflections and diving on the floor, that's how you win big-time games like you did last night.
The contesting, the scrambling, it's been fantastic.
I mean, it's unbelievable.
Right now, they are the second-ranked defensive rating team in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they were 15th. The year before that, 14th. The year they won it all, they finished the season 2.
Yep.
So, just to give you perspective, I'll say it again. When they won it all in 2022, they were the second-best defensive-rated team in the NBA. Right now, it's, again, 8 games. They're 2. Last year, 15th. The year before that, 14th. The year they won it all, 2. If you want to win, I know we talk about offense, but you have to play complementary defense.
No doubt. And they're doing that. Let's go to Jonathan in the city. My man, Jonathan. I know he's jacked up. Jonathan, what's happening?
Oh, man. Pump, dude. Just like you guys alluded to, these guys are grinders. They're lunch pail guys. They fight for everything. Man, they play defense. You know, old school guys like me, I love me some defense, man. And I just want to say, if the Boston Celtics finds their way back in the finals, as one team from the West, they don't want to meet in that finals floor, and it's the Warriors. You know why? Because Kevon Looney is that uncle they wish they never had, and Wardell is their stepdaddy.
I love Jonathan in San Francisco. That's another one. Do we still have a... They're there, and we're here. We're doing speeches before the NFC Championship game, and that was an all-time try. It's just, we don't have that. We lost all these great, iconic drops, man. Where's Juice at? Juice and Freebot. I haven't heard from him in a while. I hope he's doing okay.
Fonte, you know, I want to take a second. You know, real hoop heads know, you know, like, about the league, you know, when you're league passing it on a nightly basis. Me and Law Murray, for example, who writes for The Athletic, who we're going to have on at 8:30. Oh, you know, when we survey the league and we power rank everything, you know, not only are you watching the games and you're dissecting things, but you're trying to project and you're trying to see where people are. And like a esteemed journalist, Law Murray, you know, OKC was power ranked number 1, Cleveland number 2, Boston number 3, Golden State number 4. I think next week's ratings might have a flip-flop at the top.
He's full of baloney.
Spadoni, man.
I love me some power rankings.
You don't love League Pass.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm not watching the Hawks. I'm not watching the Kings.
You see Trae Young talking smack to the Knicks fans yesterday?
Oh, that was great. Do you pull that?
I pulled that.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Trae Young.
It was awesome. Grant Lifman's Hawks, man.
As he's fighting for the 10 seed.
Grant Lifman's Hawks, man. 4-5, dude. 4-5.
Could you imagine, like, fielding phone calls in Atlanta? What is Grant Lifman doing with this team? That would be pretty funny.
Landry Fields and Grant Lifman, man.
That'd be pretty funny.
They're in the hot seat, Grant Lifman. I still chop it up with Grant, man. He's good, dude.
Like, there's a Bonte Hill that's in there. It's Shanahan's fault. It's Lifman's fault.
No, it's we have a Shanahan problem.
That's it. The stanky ass Hawks.
Stanky ass Hawks. Let's go to Chasso 580.
New York fans find their way to the exit real, real quick. Boo! Take y'all ass home.
Is he the most overrated player in sports outside of Trevor Lawrence?
Nah, he's not. He's a good player. Is he?
He's actually done something. Like, he's taken his team to the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, yeah, that's, I
mean, that felt like a mirage.
He's done that. What has Trevor Lawrence done?
He had the greatest comeback in Jacksonville.
That was one wild card game against the Chargers, always get a Charger.
Yeah, it's true.
Trey Young's not bad. He's not bad. We'll see what the Hawks. They're fifth place in the East right now.
The East is so bad.
You couldn't even say that with a straight face. They're fifth place in the East.
They're fifth place in the East as I watch league. And I'm telling you, man, the NBA's lit right now. NBA's lit. You get the quad box with the NBA league pass, man. It is lit.
Yeah, I'm too busy watching the Fightland-Portland Trailblazers.
No.
Chauncey Billups squad.
No, you're not. Hey, they had a big win in New Orleans the other day. They've like turned a corner. They got 3 wins on the season.
They've turned a corner.
I know. Bonte's out here trying to text with Scooter Barry. I'm watching Scoot Henderson.
Mount Scootmore. Razor Scooter.
Oh, my God.
Scout team offense.
Josh,
Trey Lance, line one.
Josh 580. Trey Lance will play away from playing. Joshua 580.
What?
Hey, Cooper, hey, Josh, Dak Prescott's out. Trey Lance is one play away from playing, man. He's one play away from playing.
We want Trey Lance.
Josh 580, what's happening, man? Josh, Jay, real quick, I'm going to let you get 2 minutes. I swear to God, Josh 580, Shasky Spinotti, Lubbin.
And everyone else listening.
I bet NBC, right? Uh-huh. And they're looking at like clicks, like stories that are doing well. Trey Lance, a story on Trey Lance was like third on the website. You got McCaffrey coming back. You got the Warriors rolling. Uh-huh. You got the Giants and Buster. Trey Lance was the number three story on NBC Sports Bay Area the other day.
What was the story?
I don't even know it. I don't care. But the fact that Trey Lance is still resonating. Because if he does make a comeback and Trey Lance wins some games, we saw what we saw. We saw it. No, just took a while to put together.
I've declared that that's a loss for me. It's
okay. Are you
okay.
Serious?
Let's go, Josh. It's your time, Josh. Sorry.
Oh, you guys are hilarious. Hey, but imagine Trey Lance. Imagine Cooper Rush gets hurt and Trey Lance comes back. How Brock Purdy came after two injuries and he leads into a victory. I don't know. But regardless of that, man, what I want to say is Warriors. We're back. And – you know, we're back because what Warriors have always been built off of since 2014, 2015 was strength in numbers, and they got it. That's the foundation. They haven't moved off of it. They stayed true to who they were. They retooled, and they got the guys. I think the biggest thing to me, what did you guys say defensively? They're playing hard defensively every single game, and it's showing. But two, which I think is very underrated, which I think a lot of people haven't noticed, but you can see, is the athleticism.
Yeah.
The athleticism. They've gotten younger. They've gotten more bouncier. They've gotten spunkier. Really, the only two old guys on the team are Dre and Steph, and they're in great shape, right? So the athleticism, you can compete with all the teams now. You're not getting free lays, free looks to the bucket because they have athleticism. And that will lead me, they can compete with OKC. They can compete with the Celtics because they have the athleticism, and basketball is about being athletic. You guys have guys that can jump, that can run, that can move their feet, lateral quickness. And you have that now with what they put together on this team. So I'm bought in. I'm believing. I think they can really do it. Just stay healthy. Everybody can contribute. Well, and, you know.
You can believe they do what?
Warriors.
You believe they can do what, Josh? You believe they can do what?
Huh?
You believe they can do what?
I believe that. Ooh, see, Bonte, you're gonna get me there, man. You know. What I'll say is that they can get to the Western Conference Finals. West is wide open. Dallas is in a juggernaut. The Suns are their juggernaut. Denver's falling off. OKC is still very young. I don't know if they got the text when it comes down to those close games in the fourth quarter. So I think they have just as good a shot as anybody in the West, if not a better, because they've proven that they can do it, you know, just 2 years ago, to at least get to that Western Conference Finals. And if they play Dallas, OKC, the Suns, give me the Warriors, baby. So I'm not saying finals, but I'm saying there's nobody in the West I'm scared of right now.
Ooh, I like this. We're saying out loud, Shasky and I, that we both believe this team could make a deep run in the playoffs.
Absolutely.
I'm not there yet, but you know, I'm getting closer and closer.
November 7th.
That's
where we're at.
Hey, you just take your four straight losses and leave us alone right now.
You got your coach condescendingly walking out of press conferences. Right. Why don't you pipe down over there, Lakers fan?
What are you guys talking about?
Let us cook. Let us cook.
I thought
we're
you guys were on top of the world.
November 7th, August 7th.
It's November 7th. December 7th. Why are you guys getting so insecure?
Wait.
We are punching down.
I can't hear him from the top of the standings. Where are you at?
No. If you're responding, though.
No, Shasky.
The Warriors were at the top of the standings this time last year, too.
Shasky, I can't hear him from the top of the power rankings.
Jamal Murray.
What tier are you guys? Tier four? Yeah, we wouldn't know about that one.
All we need now is the split against OKC and Cleveland, and I'll believe.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.